Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Skinner steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Groat moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Verdon steals second. Vernlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. George Altman pinch hits for Bob Anderson. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards short. Grote catches it and throws to third to double up Walls. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 4-2, Pirates. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Pirates. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Pirates. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Nelson now playing first base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Groat moves to third. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoke strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyle's now catching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Jim Marshall pinch hits for John Buzzard. Chick King pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Roy Face now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to third. King moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Walls scores. King moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Pirates. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.